Oh man, this week Jeopardy crowned its greatest contestant of all time.
Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
Over four nights, the game show's top money winners faced off. Ken Jennings was first to win three games against James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter.
Now, you might remember Jennings from his 74-game winning streak back in 2004. That's a record that still stands today. Yet, when the show asked him to compete in this latest tournament, Jennings didn't think he had a chance.
I felt like I was a little old, no longer as young and sharp as the new guy, James Holzhauer.
Still, he thought it'd be fun to compete.
Just get to see Alex one more time, say goodbye to everybody. And luckily, it turned out very well for me. I got some breaks and had a very good week.
Yeah, pretty good. He left with $1 million, in part by imitating one of his rivals. James Holzhauer, a professional gambler, is known for taking these big risks.
The other two players, Brad and I, both realized really the only way to beat James would be to do a very good James impression. You know, you got to play his game.
So Jennings did. But for Final Jeopardy,
I wagered zero.
The category was Shakespeare's tragedies.
He has 272 speeches, the most of any non-title character in a Shakespeare tragedy. You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
Holzhauer missed, and Jennings got it. The answer is Iago, by the way. Now some people wonder if Jennings could return one day to the Jeopardy stage as host.
Answering that question would involve considering a world in which Alex Trebek is not the host of Jeopardy.
And that Ken Jennings cannot do.